Well, here we are Saturday at the Gympie Muster, the beautiful Amamore Creek Forest, and looks a little bit overcast. Say a bit of rain perhaps, but that won't dampen any spirits, as we know. Rain, hail or shine, people will be out in force enjoying the country music. One of the big names here is a good friend of ours at the station, and a good friend of Clay, well, his dad. Troy.
Well, Dan,
are people calling you Clay's dad now?
Well, they probably are, because I mean, you know, when I walked around the exhibition with him there, the amount of people that were pulling him up and saying, "Oh, I listen to you on 98.9 I'm thinking, this is awesome. He's not just known as Troy's son anymore, he's like his own fella.
Yeah.
And you know, we've got such a lot of history here. I'm glad Clay's come up to share it. He hasn't been up for 4 or 5 years now. And you know, it's just nice to be able to catch up with old friends. It's a real sociable event. Playing the main stage is always a thrill, but I think Laurel and I are going to more enjoy hanging out with Clay tonight with some warm clothes on, going to watch Ian Moss, sneaking around the tents and just breathing it all in.
Now, I've got to talk about Clay's look.
Yeah.
I think he's, you know, has Waylon Jennings been reincarnated in your son?
I think he has, because every time he comes home, he starts going through old records. And he's looking at all the covers of those records, and he found one the other day. It had Johnny Cash and Waylon on the front dressed as outlaws. And I'm pretty sure that's who he's modelled himself on.
Yeah.
And
I Leon like, Russell maybe a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, a bit of Leon Russell. I've watched some stuff on Leon Russell, and I see a bit of what Clay's doing there. But you know what I like about it, Dan? He went to a private school for a couple of years, and it didn't agree with him because you had to get your hair cut and everything else. He went to music industry college. He found his mob of people that he wanted to be around, and he became himself. And I think that's the beautiful part about it. If he wants to grow his hair out and grow his beard, we think let him go. He's not at a private school now.
What about Mum? Mum, you got a second Mum?
Yeah.
Come on over here.
I'm showing Lara the bomb, and that was the storm cloud that was coming up last
night.
Yeah, it
looked like it was going really
but storm. It didn't hit Brisbane, didn't hit the Muster, so there you go.
We're talking about your boy, Troy's son.
I'm revealing something here, Troy, but I cut Troy's hair, right?
Yes.
Looks good, doesn't it?
It looks great.
It's
only
looks
three.
Great.
Good.
Sorry, I meant to say...
Not much to do.
I cut his hairs. But, and I keep saying, Clay, Mummy can do it for you. I can do a little trim, just neaten it up a little bit. And he goes, Mum, is it going to change my life? And okay, all right, don't get all philosophical with me.
I just got to wonder, when does it stop? Will it keep going?
I think what happens is it eventually dies off and it just sort of falls out on the end.
I'm not saying I don't like the look, because I do. And, you know, I said it before to Andrew Swift, he certainly fits in West End.
Oh, doesn't he ever? And you know,
I look like the odd one out, yeah.
I go down there and have a coffee with him most mornings, and when I get a chance to drive across, and I think he fits in great. I reckon it's just him being the sort of Clay he wants to be. And I'm liking it. I like the fact that I took him to Norfolk Island and we had some time over there as well. And it was really interesting to see how he even fitted into the kids over there of his own age. He actually asked me, Dan, whether I could get permission to go out on Norfolk Island. I said, boy, you live out of home.
Yeah.
You do what you want.
Yeah.
So he was on the island and didn't know where he ended up and had a ball fitting him with all the young Maori kids and just kids everywhere that are that same age that are like-minded.
Right, enough about Clay. We're giving him enough airtime. let's give you a plug. How many musters for you now? Are you keeping count?
No, I'm not keeping count. I mean, I met Laurel here 25 years ago.
She beat you in the talent search?
Yeah, that was the year before. And she's dining off it too. But the thing is, you know, because of this history we've got here, we sort of use it as a little bit of an anniversary, which is great. And now we've got a chance now to sort of just, you know, breathe it in a bit too. Appreciate where we've been. Look at the little old photos of Clay and when we had nappies and formula and bottles. Well, now it's just
I worked out the other day, I think it's been, if it's not every second year, you might have had 1 year where there's been 2 years off, one time there. But I think it worked out to about 17.
Mentioned Clay again there, man. Name dropping, eh?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Name dropping. You're dining off your boy.
Mention the Mother Teresa daughter that we have who decided she's going to stay home and study rather than come up here.
Yeah, didn't want to come up. She's studying for the last Year 12 stuff, and she just got a gold medal the other night in one of the Estedfords at a school and sat there playing this Missy Higgins song, and she's coming on the road with me next year.
Wow.
The little daughter. And she'll be 18 next year. She's coming away, got the Greatest Hits record out. I'm doing an acoustic tour. And she's going to open up for me.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, we're really proud of them. And Laurel and I are sort of looking at our empty nest now. It's getting more and more empty. That's
why we're camping.
That's why we're camping and hanging out. So, you know, life is good. And having a chance to go on the road next year for the gap year with your daughter is pretty rare.
That's special,
for any
man.
Dad.
Yep.
So it's going to be great bonding. She'll be sharing a motel with Roxanne, my manager. If she gets sick of her, she'll come and probably camp with me and steal my biscuits out of my motel. And I can't wait to take her out and show people how she sings too.
I can't wait to see that. Now, you mentioned anniversary. You guys just celebrated a special one overseas.
Yeah, it was 22 years. And, you know, it's a big one. And with the hurdy-gurdy ride that country music and relationships is, it's a tough one to keep on track, man. So we're lucky to still be here, I reckon. It's just nice to be able to get through harder times and you know, say we still love each other, we're still here for each other, you know?
Does Laurel have the same sentiments?
I do now. 2 years ago I didn't.
Can you edit this out, boy?
We're live, brother, we're live.
It's no secret, you know, when you've got a partner that's on the road a lot and has a separate career.
And you have a hectic job as well.
Yeah, well, it just got to the stage where, you know, when I think we worked it out, he'd done five albums and a book in 5 years. So that's sort of nuts.
Along with the tour and all of
that's
that.
That's nuts and yeah. PR and all of that. So, we've just decided last 18 months has been very cruisy and the next thing is Best Of, but that, of course, is already in the can. You can't go back and rewrite those songs. Mm. So that's very exciting. And next year it'll be the acoustic tour for the Best Of.
And it's also goes both ways with Laurel's job. It's up to me to remain there for her with the stuff she goes through because radio is an up and down world too. So it goes both ways. She supported me. I saw this photo of us here 23 years ago, and Laurel was almost like she's straightening up my shirt. You know, she looked like a little mother hen there
cutting
fixing me
hairs.
Up. Yeah, hairs, getting little hairs trim.
You proposed to me while I was ironing your shirt.
Yes.
Backstage.
What a romantic.
Very romantic. Bugger this France thing. Gimpy, mate. Gimpy's where it
Gimpy.
All happens, eh?
Yeah.
And I keep saying to Laurel, you know, I'm there for her too because that's what partnerships are all about, you know. She comes home and wants to vent
right,
on something and it's great.
Come on.
So, you know, life is good, brother.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you, brother.
This town is any too sugary.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know.
Enjoy the Mossy tonight. Who else? I tip. What do you got?
Oh, look, Albert Lee's on the same time as me. For all the guitar buffs, don't worry about my gig. Go and have a look at a real guitar player.
I can't say that.
But it's going to be amazing to see Mossy.
Kevin Borich is on.
Kevin Borich, yeah. So, and the guitar jam we're doing today has all of us on stage together. And we're doing a Phil Emmanuel tribute too. So it's going to be pretty special to be a part of that.
Troy, thank you very much.
No worries. See you
Thanks,
soon.
Laurel.
Thanks, Dan.